Okay, the stars have aligned. Our sacrifices have been made once again. Our group of aspiring cultists have gathered in deepest, darkest Peru to battle the eldritch horror of Scott Dorward's prelude to Masks of Nyarlathotep. My name is Joe Trier, and I'm the host of How We Roll podcast, and tonight
I'll be playing Sebastian Danvers, a clairvoyant occult professor from Cambridge University.
And my co-host tonight from How We Roll podcast is Owen Falvey.
Hi folks, I'm Owen. I'll be playing Sean McNulty, the fiery 17-year-old longshoreman.
And our first special guest tonight is Keeper Murph from the Miskatonic University podcast.
Hello, it's Keeper Murph. I'm from the Miskatonic University podcast. I'm playing William Ruthven, the exiled Scottish outdoorsman.
Next up, we have Veronica from Cthulhu and Friends.
Hello, everyone. I'm cleaning spiders out of my book, so that's on point. And I'm playing Tess. She's a scientist. No last name, don't worry about it.
I thought we established it was Ripley.
Is it? Okay.
And our last player tonight is Seth Skorkowski, successful author and owner of the Seth Skorkowski TTRPG YouTube channel.
Hello, and I'll be playing Dwayne Kempa, a grease monkey mechanic from Queens, New York.
And last but by no means least, and the man who needs no introduction, our keeper of arcane lore and the author of this incredible scenario, Scott Dorward.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. You say I'm the author of it. I wrote something that vaguely resembled it, but I don't know what we're playing anymore.
Might have gone off rails a little bit.
Side quests.
Yes, just a tad. Just to recap what happened last session, then. After your little escapade in the museum, you then decided to, well, try to leave the museum as carefully and cautiously as you could, and spent a little while deliberating over that. It wasn't very easy to get away because your clothes were in tatters and you were covered in the blood of various people, as well as strange secretions from otherworldly entities, making you stand out just a bit. Happily, Jackson Elias did manage to run interference for you. He managed to keep the authorities busy so that you could find your way onto a tram and get back to your hotel. Once there, you did discussed for a little while about what you were going to do next. I think you'd pretty much decided that you were going to get the hell out of Lima early. You aren't due to actually leave and go down to try to find the location of the pyramid until Monday morning. It's currently Saturday afternoon, but you were starting to make inquiries about what possibilities there were for travel all that way down there. Tess asked one of the local staff at the hotel and discovered that, yes, your location, your end destination is about 800 miles away. So it's not a casual journey, particularly as there aren't really any train lines that go all the way there. So you're going to have to use a variety of modes of transport. Before you had a chance to put any of this plan into action, however, Tess bumped into Augustus Larkin, your patron, in the lobby of the hotel, and he suggested that the two of them go and have a drink. He started asking a few questions about what was going on, and then he changed a bit. He went from being his rather nervous, pained, ill-looking self to something or someone a bit more confident and overbearing. Before that, he had sort of made some veiled apologies and sort of said he wasn't quite in control of the situation. But then, whatever it is that is in control of the situation exerted control. And his eyes turned black and he started suggesting in very forceful terms that Tess forget about the little contretemps at the museum in the afternoon, and that things should start going a bit more smoothly. Unfortunately for him, Tess exerted her will against this quite nicely and managed to resist the influence. Less fortunately for her, as she looked up from all this, she saw Mr. Ruthven standing behind Larkin, looking rather pleased with the whole situation, as he had just recognized the voice that Larkin was using as the voice that he had heard coming from the Golden Mirror. And before we actually jump into what happens as a result of that, let's do a quick luck refresh, because I think you're going to need it. So let's go around one at a time, and everyone make luck rolls, or make luck rolls when I prompt you to do so, and we shall see who gets what luck back. So let's start with you, Joe.
Okay, so I've just opened up my character sheet and my luck has not saved, so...
I can tell you it's also 46 because the same as mine.
Oh, perfect, thank you. Okay, so rolling a D100 versus 46, I get a 19.
Okay, so you get a D10 plus 5.
Okay, so I get an extra 14 luck, which brings me up to 60, brilliant, okay.
Okay. Then moving left to right, that would be Seth next. So
okay.
let's
roll. I see I have 61 luck. Rolling 17, that definitely made it. So 1d10 plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay, got a 5, so that comes to 10. So I am now at 71 luck.
And that should keep you going for a little while. Then Veronica, let's see how Tess does.
Okay, so I rolled a D100. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So my current luck is 56, and I rolled an 88.
All right. So you get 2D10 plus 10 luck.
Okay. Okay. So 13, and then add 10 to that, or plus 10?
Yes.
Okay. So 23.
Whoa.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's real good news.
yes, that is very well timed, I think, considering what may be about to happen.
Now for the two insane cultists.
Okay, and
I have
then,
a lot of luck burned, sorry, Jesus, I better fail this roll.
Well, we're moving on to Murph next, so let's start with him. So let's see how Mr. Ruthven does to you here.
I rolled an 83 and needed a 75.
Okay, so you get 2d10 plus 10 as well.
22.
How have you spent no luck? I feel like I'm doing all the work for this cult.
I don't know. I had a whole lot of luck to start with, so I'm doing really well now.
Well, and finally then, what about Mr. McNulty?
I rolled a 60 versus 46.
Okay, so again, 2d10 plus 10.
So I get 27 luck back.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay.
73, thank God.
I'm at 97 now, so...
Yeah, it's all coming up. We need to form a name for our group.
Well, let's then focus on what Mr. Ruthven is doing, because obviously, you know, he has just come into the bar at the Hotel Mori and has overheard the tail end of this conversation between Larkin and Tess, in which Larkin has been using this very familiar voice. So... What is Ruthven's response to this?
Well, I think what was Tess's reaction to that?
If I remember correctly, she was being quite cagey. You were trying to play along, weren't you? You were trying to convince him that you had been affected by the spell, but you had rolled your fast talk and failed miserably. So he wasn't necessarily buying it.
But I don't know that, so...
And just so I'm clear, what was it that he was trying to get her to do then? He was trying to get her to...
Get her to forget what had happened this afternoon. Try to forget the incident with Mr. de Mendoza.
Oh, I see. I don't guess I can do ablutions right there on the floor. That would be too weird. Now that I've heard the... I've heard the voice, though. So, I don't know any spells, but I want to make her forget, but I'm worried that I'll have only one surefire way of doing that. I think I will. I think I'll just go a little bit nutty here and just like walk up and stand beside Tess with like in utter fucking awe. just, oh, master, how are you?
He looks up at you with, you know, with that completely expressionless face and the black eyes. And just looks at you. At least you think he's looking at you. It's a bit difficult to tell with his eyes being pure black. But he nods at you. He says, have you come to serve?
Oh, we're already serving. Yeah. We cut this down. Me and my buddy, we've been trying to convert the masses outside. It's not working like I thought it would originally, but we're still trying. I'm sure there's a formula somewhere we can figure out how to get a bunch of them on our side.
Well, don't worry too much about that for the time being. There are more important tasks for you coming up soon. I will have great need of you.
Oh, bells on. Double thumbs up.
What's Tess's reaction to all this?
Well, I think I'm still trying to go with the flow and make them feel like, you know, more important tasks for us. Yay! I'm excited. What's on the agenda, y'all?
Well, I'll tell you what then. Let's have you make another luck roll, as we did before, to see which one of the gentlemen comes down next, whether it's going to be McNulty or whether it's going to be someone who might be more used to you.
Okay. So, my luck is currently a 79. 91. So, not great.
So, yes. At that point, McNulty walks in as well.
Great. Great.
The cult's all here.
McNulty, evidently, come, I'm come. Taking a Yay. Bath. Sorry.
There was a lot of blood to get off.
Yeah, what if my shoulder, actually? Now that I'm thinking about it. Am I still bleeding out?
You got first aid.
I have a shotgun shot to the stomach. I think your shoulder will be fine. I was unconscious for like 5 minutes.
You got first aid. What are you complaining about?
It started off with a biology role. I was being dissected before I was being cured. Rufin, what's up? I'm thinking maybe we should get pamphlets.
Yeah, pamphlets are great, but look, God's here. Can I wave? I'll just wait.
That's Tess. Yeah. I mean, she's a nice lady and all, but...
This, look, and I'll point him to our benefactor.
Yeah, as you move around a bit, you can see the blackness in Larkin's eyes.
Larkin, how are you doing? Any more open tabs, buddy?
He doesn't respond to you. He seems to be paying more attention to Tess at the moment.
I'm sorry. I'm very... Very sorry, he's an idiot. I don't know what to tell you. Is there anything I can do for you? Something you need done? Now? I feel like this guy needs to make up for it. What can we do?
While he has the full attention of his master, can I try to slip out of the picture?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, because the two of them are being really quite distracting here. This will give you an opportunity to make a stealth roll if you want to just quickly duck away.
Do I have stealth? Okay. Not great. Okay. I needed... So my stealth is 20%. I rolled 74, so not great.
You could always try to make your own distraction if you wanted to roll again. But obviously, you know, these things have got the opportunity to go wrong in horrible ways.
Who else is down here? Is it kind of quiet in the bar area?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Damn it.
Yeah, it's the afternoon. It'll probably pick up in a few hours, but for the time being, yeah, there's the four of you in the bar. There's a couple of people in the corner booth, you know, an older couple sitting there. There's the bartender. Every now and then, a waiter walks through, but that's about it.
You know, y'all, I think I'm going to go to the bar real quick and get a drink. I'll bring you something back. Sound good?
Okay, so, I mean, you're pushing the roll to try to get away here, but it sounds like you're using a different skill. What you're using here is fast talk, which I think you're even worse at.
Yes, I'm even worse at that, actually. Yes.
Excellent. Good, good.
So, why not try?
Good. Let's give that a try.
5%.
Oh, God.
I've got 59, so...
So, do we notice her crap attempts at trying to get away?
Yeah, well, as she backs up, she backs into the waiter who's walking through, who's carrying a tray with a whole load of glasses and an ice bucket on it. And she just bumps into him, and the whole lot goes flying up in the air. There's smashing glass everywhere. And every eye, you know, whether, you know, ordinary human ones or inhumanly black ones, every eye in the place is now on you. Larkin half smiles and stands up and says, where were you going to, Miss Tess?
Since there's a waiter right next to me, I would like to speak in Espanol to him. That I need him to tell me I have to clean this up. Like, to start shouting at me and to make a scene. Just whispering that to him.
Okay. Are you offering... I mean, at the moment, he's fussing quite madly and desperately trying to clean all this up, because particularly with the eyes, it's a slipping hazard on the floor. Are you trying to bribe him at all, or are you just desperately... Are you trying to charm him? How are you trying to convince him to do this? In his,
I'm trying to charm him, for sure.
Okay. Then give me a charm roll.
Okay. I need a 75 or lower, and I rolled a 91. So this is going extremely well for me.
yeah, he doesn't even seem to notice you. He's busy scooping all this up. Larkin, at this stage, just looks at you fairly... an expression does cross his face for the first time, and it's a combination of irritation and weariness. And he looks round at the waiter down on the ground and says in flawless Spanish, "Restrain her." Let's see
I grab how
his power roll works.
I don't need a power. Fucking grab her.
Do you speak Spanish? Like, did you understand
that? No. Oh, that's a good point. I don't. Sorry.
He does actually pass his power roll, so... As soon as Tess hears this, the waiter stands absolutely upright and then just tries to grab hold of you, you know, by both arms.
It's best for me not to try anything else. I'm just going to allow myself to be captured before I make this situation even worse.
Well, I think this is a good chance for one final luck roll to see whether either of your other companions walk in at this stage, or whether the cult is going to have a chance to haul you
Christ.
Off.
Okay. Oh my fucking god. Okay, so I needed a 79. I rolled a 98.
Jesus. Yes.
Motherfuck.
Our numbers are growing, brother.
Oh, jeez. So I think with that, Larkin is going to instruct the waiter I guess his two new followers to escort you to your room, where they can attempt to brainwash you in somewhat more privacy.
Fantastic. Do we need anything? Do you need drinks or anything at all? Glass. We've got some knives. Do we need needles or bamboo shoots? I don't know anything. What's required here?
Well, Larkin does not respond to any of this. I mean, if anything, he seems to be more focused on the waiter, who, you know, he is just controlling to drag Tess up to the room. He doesn't even seem bothered about whether the two of you are following.
Fair enough. Then I'll just jump in and help and with the waiter to be as useful as possible.
May I try to, I want to say charm the waiter into taking me into Dwayne's room under the guise of, now we've been sleeping together, so I really haven't been using my room. I've been staying in his room.
That is actually fast talk, I'm afraid.
Oh, not charm. Jesus Christ. What if I do that sexily? you know, I've got to try. I'm going to just try. Have to try. Anything. Okay, here we go. Cheese and crackers. All right. No.
And you could spend 43 luck to make it a success.
Sure.
Are you actually doing that?
Yeah, that sounds
fine. Oh, fantastic. Okay, then, yes, yeah, then, he is being commanded to take you to his room. I mean, Larkin is following, and I assume the other two are as well. But, you know, the waiter is very much leading you. So if you're telling him to take you to a different room, then that is what he will do. So, yeah, Dwayne is just at this stage, I think, getting out of the bath and, you know, toweling himself off.
Oh, yeah, it feels so good to get clean.
And, yeah, there is someone unlocking your door.
I don't know why, but I have a picture of you with a towel wrapped around your head as a frothy dressing gown.
Okay. I'm gonna. If somebody's coming to my room, I'm going to assume it is room service. So I'm going to say in my 50% Spanish, no towels. I'm in here.
Okay, and as you say that, yeah, the door opens up and a waiter pushes Tess into the room. She half stumbles and he just walks in afterwards with a glassy look on his face, and you can see the entourage following behind him. Larkin looking around, what is this? This is the wrong room.
Hello, everybody.
Sorry, wrong room. And I'll grab Veronica and try and pull her out of the room.
Okay,
Larkin's eyes are absolutely pitch black. In fact, I think that's worth a sanity roll.
Oh, great! I just get out of the bathtub. Now I got to make a sanity roll. Thanks a lot, guys. That's just perfect. Let's see.
It's okay. We're recruiting. It's worth it.
What is my sanity here? 47. Rolled a 4. No big deal.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's weird, but it's not the weirdest thing you've seen today, so obviously you're becoming inured.
Well, there was a fat sucking vampire earlier. Can I tell that Tess is in some sort of distress, or is she looking at me in the...
She was pushed in bodily, to the extent where she stumbled by the waiter. So, you can read into that what you want. What's Tess saying or doing over and above that?
Well, I didn't expect him to be in his towel still. I was hoping he would be able to assist me a little. Oh, fuck. Well...
Is that what she says?
yeah, that's exactly. Oh, fuck. Well, I'm in another situation.
Okay, well, I am going to, if Tess is down, I'm going to attempt to help her up and see if I can kind of get myself between her and this entourage that has followed her in. Me intimidating all in my towel.
Yeah, Larkin walks in at this stage and he looks around at Tess and says, "What is the meaning of this? Is this some trickery?"
No, we're in love.
Are you expecting this man to save you?
This is definitely not her room, sir. I'm just letting you know. I don't know if you realize that.
Tess, do you need saving?
No. And I'm going to try and fast talk again. And I'm going to... Fuck me, I cannot believe this. I'm a scientist. I'm going to try and convince them that I'm trying to recruit Dwayne. No, Master, I'm trying to get my friend to see how you see the world. Jesus. That's a real failure for me, but so exactly how I played it, that's probably how it went through.
If Dwayne is quick enough to actually pick up on what you're doing here and is willing to help out, I might allow him to make a fast talk roll here as well if he wants to okay. join in the cavalcade of bullshit.
Please say you've put any points in this.
Well, I have a fast talk entirely of 31, so
ooh.
It's That's not great. Good, but it is better.
Better than any of ours, though.
Better than five.
So are okay. you saying anything to try to help sell this lie?
Okay, yeah, I'm really interested in this recruitment opportunities that are going on. That's why I got cleaned up. And well, that was two D100s. Let me try a single one. 39 versus my 31. I am going to drop 8 points of luck on that to make that a success.
I think that's 8 points well spent. Until that moment, I mean, Larkin was looking at the two of you in irritation. He was raising one hand up in the air, and you could see the air around his hand beginning to shimmer like a heat haze. And as you say that, he relaxes slightly and his hand drops down to his side.
So, can I get some pants on?
I think that is a very good point at which to cut over to what Danvers is doing.
Okay, so I get Danvers is probably having a bubble bath as well. Why not?
What a horrible day. I'd planned such a wonderful holiday. I'd see the sights, I'd explore an ancient tomb, I might even wear a fedora, and then this happens.
Trying to scrub the sick off his... freshly off his what was once a freshly pressed shirt.
Right, I guess I lost my shoes. I wonder how many spares I bought.
And he opens up a suitcase which is just entirely filled with shoes and starts to select a suitable pair.
Let me guess, absolutely none of them are suitable for walking across the Andean Highlands.
No, there's brogues. There's dress shoes. I kind of imagine that he probably would have bought some very, very expensive like hiking boots, which are entirely unsuitable and actually probably worse than his dress shoes for marching.
Maybe I'll break these in.
And he pulls on his huge leather work boots, which barely fit.
Okay. Well, while you're doing all this, give me a listen roll.
I can do that. Well, I've got points in that.
Oh.
Okay, so versus 40, I get a 35 success.
Okay, so you can hear voices out in the corridor speaking English, and you do recognise that a couple of them, you hear Ruthven for a moment, you hear Tess, fairly muffled, you think you hear Dwayne, and you hear another man's voice you don't recognise.
Okay, so I think he's going to pull on his big boots and he's going to march out into the corridor, hoping to see some of his companions. So who would be sort of still in the corridor, if any of them?
That would be, I think, Ruthven and McNulty.
Oh, there you are. What do you think? And
he sort of raises one foot.
These were very expensive. I bought them on Savile Row. Apparently they are the best that money can buy for hiking.
And he sort of stomps towards them, his footsteps crashing into the rug.
Oh, what's going on here then? Larkin, how are you?
Hey, Larkin does not turn around at this stage. Are McNulty and Ruthven doing anything, or are they just ignoring Danvers?
You should come and tell us about this. Come tell me about these shoes. They're fantastic.
Let's walk
this way. Do you notice a difference on the stairs going down?
Oh, I've not tried that. What a good idea. They're very, very uncomfortable. I think they need a bit of breaking in.
And he sort of stomps very heavily across the corridor.
But as you're heading across the landing, do give me a spot hidden roll, just to see whether you notice something interesting before you are sidetracked.
That is a 36 versus 40. Success.
So, yeah, looking into the room where Tess and Dwayne are talking to Larkin, you do catch the tail end of that conversation. So you do see Larkin, you know, lowering his hand down to his side and see the air shimmering and roiling around his hand.
Can I do a Cthulhu Mythos roll?
Oh, you certainly can.
Because I have 10 in Cthulhu Mythos, and I got a 46. can I do an occult roll?
You can, it just won't help at all.
44 versus 70 in occult?
Okay, yeah, you haven't got a clue.
Oh, I've seen that before. I happen to be a bit of an amateur magician myself. Oh, Larkin, that is very impressive. How are you doing that? Have you got a bit of electrical wire somewhere?
Let me see. I'll distract him again. No, let's see these shoes. I think if you got them wet, they might actually feel better and mold your foot better. What do you think?
Oh, never mind that. Just look at that. He's got that thing on his hand.
I would like to ask if Danvers can come into the room. Show me these boots, I ask with a towel held around my waist and evidently another around my head. Hey, Danvers? Hey, Dan, could you come on in here for a second? Buddy?
Are you sure? I mean, it's a bit improper the way you're dressed.
Well, no, don't worry about it. This is how we do stuff in New York. Come on in.
I think it's too many people inside the hotel room. I think we should just wait.
There's no such thing as too many people.
Come on, Danvers, just head on here. Bring those nice boots in here, please.
I think for the first time he's actually feeling wanted in this whole recording.
I would love to. I bought these. I was just telling Ruthven here, Mr. Ruthven, I bought these on Savile Row. They're horribly uncomfortable, but apparently they are the very best. I've actually got another pair in my hand luggage.
And he sort of stumps across the room. So crash, crash, crash.
And as you do so, Larkin turns around and looks at you with his two dead black eyes. So let's have a sanity roll.
Okay. 49 versus 60 for sanity.
Okay, yeah, you don't lose any. Obviously, it's still not normal, but you're not taken off guard by it.
Oh, Larkin, how have you done that? I've been trying to sell my amateur magics for a while, and that is really very scary. That's very impressive.
And he sort of looks closer and starts going right up to him to try and see if he can figure the trick out.
So, is anyone else taking advantage of this world-class distraction that's going on?
Dwayne would love to take this moment to see if I can grapple him from behind.
Okay, yes.
Let me see if I can do this. What is my brawl here?
So you're trying to do this effectively sneakily. So are you basically trying to sucker punch him or, you know, jump on him without him noticing?
I'm going to try to get this guy in a hold because he did some sort of magic thing with his hand. I saw fast sucking vampires earlier and he's got black eyes and Tess is obviously freaked out.
She's freaked out enough to come in during bath time. She's freaked out.
Okay, so he will get an opportunity to react to this then, but because Danvers is providing such an effective distraction, I will give you a bonus die on it.
Okay, let's see. My brawling is 45, so...
Oh, shit.
65, or the bonus die says... 25. So that was a regular success.
Okay, whereas I rolled a 9, which for him, the way he is at the moment, is an extreme success. So happens is you lunge in to try to grab him, and he doesn't even look round at you. His arm just snaps up, and before you know it, it's around your neck, his fingers just digging in on either side of your windpipe, just holding you in place. It feels like an iron vise on your throat, and you're just struggling even to breathe.
Okay, well, I would like to escape from that while I probably go like,
Yes!
Yes.
I'm gonna
go
now that he tried to like attack him. I'm gonna pull the knife that I have, and like the look of murder in the eye. Don't touch God.
So I'm gonna assume that that Dwayne is the type of person that just as he's going to the bath, he's just peeling off layers and taking them, you know, on the way to the bath.
That's a very safe bet.
Okay, yes. I want to see if I can pick up any of his, like, any objects that might be heavy that I can hit Larkin in the head with.
Yeah, I mean, Dwayne, I assume, wears work boots or something like that. Steel-capped boots, would that be about right?
Yeah, probably.
What about that multi-tool?
I got that multi-tool. Oh, that is my most cherished thing.
I didn't he's probably still got it in his towel.
It's wrapped in the towel, yeah.
Or what about that extremely heavy flashlight even, you know, in your upper face?
I wouldn't be able to guess.
I think the multi-tool is probably sitting on the bed fairly close to you, so you could probably grab that.
Okay. I would like to grab the multi-tool and... May I roll a dex to sort of climb between Dwayne and Larkin and just start banging him in the face or stabbing him in the face with this?
That would be a fighting brawl roll. And you'll get two bonus dice on this, actually, because you're ganging up on him and he's still being distracted by Danvers.
Okay, so I'm doing the D100. How do I do the bonus die then?
Just roll D10 twice and use each one of those as tens results. So, and choose the best one.
Oh, well. So I rolled a 12 versus 25, so...
All right, roll two, D10 twice, because one of them may come up as a zero. You may get a zero too. No. Okay.
Okay.
Whereas I did roll a zero.
Scott.
Scott, this is the only time I've done well.
Oh, Jesus.
What is your fighting brawl?
I think he is God.
He is God. Clearly. Naughty. Protect God.
Yeah.
What is Tess's fighting brawl skill?
Just 25.
So at the moment if you wanted to take that down to an extreme success and actually beat him on this roll, you could spend 8 points of luck.
Yes, that's what I will do. Running out of it very quickly.
Yes, good.
Okay.
And so what is your goal with trying to, you know, smack him in the face? Oh, you're trying to stab him in the face. So you're
trying to stab him in the face, yes.
Okay. Well, in which case, I mean, this, you know, it does have a knife on it, and because you have taken that down to an extreme success, and this is a stabbing weapon, you are impaling him. So that means you do maximum damage for a start. So does Tess have a damage bonus?
1d4.
Okay, so let's say the damage on this is a d6. So roll a d6 and a d4 and add 10 points to the result.
Okay, so 16 total.
Oh, God. Okay. Christ. Yeah, that's so what the rest of you see is Tess step in between. I mean, Larkin tries to bring his arm up and do to her what he did to Dwayne a moment ago, and he almost gets his arm up to her throat. But Tess is fast. I mean, she is really fast. And she gets this knife up, and before any of you get the chance to react, she severs Larkin's carotid artery. She just slashes it across his throat, and there is this gout of arterial blood that just splashes across the room.
Please say it splashes all over Danvers.
Yes, a bit of hemobukkake for Danvers. Yeah.
I was meant to be on Jesus. Holiday.
Oh gosh!
I've just had a bath.
That's a coin of phrase I don't think I've ever heard before, and I don't think I'll ever forget.
I unfortunately can't take credit for that. That I owe that to Raphael Chandler.
I wouldn't sound so disappointed in not being able to claim this, but
wow.
Would that be a good point at which to end this episode?
Yeah, that's a great place to end it. Thank you everyone for playing and joining us on the podcast, and thank you everyone at home for listening. My name is Joe Tritt, and if you want to get in contact with me or contact the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at HWRpodcast. You can find us in our Discord channel and our Facebook page. You can also email the podcast at howwerollpodcast@gmail.com. Owen, how can people get in contact with you, and is there anything you'd like to share?
Guys, I've been playing Sean McNulty. If you want to get in contact with me, you can contact me on Twitter at HowWeRollOwen. Owen is spelled Eoghan, because I'm Irish as fuck. I'm also on our Discord. If you want an invite to the Discord, it's pinned as a top tweet on my Twitter. Or I'm often playing games and streaming and random stuff on HWR Podcast.
Fantastic. And Murph, thank you for joining us. How can people get in contact with you? And is there anything you'd like to share?
You can find me on Twitter at Tentacled Monkey or at MU_podcast, or you can go to our website, mu-podcast.com. We also have a Discord server. You can find a link for the invite there as well. That's about it. Thanks for letting me play, guys.
It's been a real pleasure. And I almost called you Tess. Veronica, thank you again for joining us. How can people get in contact with you? Is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. You can catch me on any social media platform at Typical Veronica. You can also catch my podcast, Cthulhu and Friends, at CAF Podcast on Twitter.
Fantastic. And Seth, thank you for joining us. How can people get in contact with you? And anything you'd like to share?
Well, thank you for having me. You can find me at the highly imaginative YouTube name Seth Skorkowski, which is my name, and Twitter at S Skorkowski. Very, very long word there. Nothing catchy like tentacle player or any of that fun stuff, because I'm not smart.
Tentacle monkey.
But no, you can find me on those. I'm normally just posting up a video every once in a while. You can just drop me a line and chat, whatever. But that's about it.
Fantastic. And last, but by no means least, thank you again, Scott, for managing this chaos.
I think that's overstating things, Joe.
But how can people get in contact with you, and what anything you'd like to share?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having me back on. And yes, if people want to find out how to contact me, the best thing to do is go to blasphemoustomes.com, which is the website I share with Paul Fricker and Matt Sanderson, and it's the home to the Good Friends of Jackson Liars podcast.
And I will say, as a final note, if you have enjoyed this game, then Scott is also Keeper of Unknown Lore for the How We Roll podcast playthrough of the pulp game Two-Headed Serpent. So if you want more How We Roll goodness, then definitely check that out.
I should say that if you're a fan of the Two-Headed Serpent and what we're doing with it, you should totally check out Seth's videos on the subject.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 100%. They're amazing.